This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Embry, what's great about talking to libertarians and patriots of every race, color, and creed is they're just humans and they're smart. And it doesn't mean we don't have some dull knives in our drawers as well. And a few of us have screws loose, and I think I do. But genius and crazy, they say, is a close thing. I'm not claiming I'm on the genius side, but a little bit on the crazy side. But at classic Black Lives Matter, classic Mecha La Raza, they're just the same thing as white supremacist groups. They're race-based groups, and I get it. They think they've been attacked. They're getting into a group. It's primitive. The Christian ethos is this big open thing, and it makes successful societies. The question is, the Democrats, the globalists are trying to sabotage it. What do we do about it? Then I'll ask Austin Fletcher the same question.
Well, you hit something at the break that is so true, and it's actually given me hope. I've been pretty dark for a couple of months with all this, but what I'm encouraged by is that we have not reacted ridiculous violence with these violent people, and we are going to defeat these people and still be right. And I'm really, really encouraged by that.
We are defeating them. God bless you. Thanks for the call. Embry made some great points. Austin, the empire is going to strike back, though. The establishment engineers are kind of backing away from their little minions right now because it's exposed the fraud. But how are they going to strike back? You know they're not going to give up. I mean, Mueller wants to cook something up on Trump. They're claiming a judge can block Trump's pardon right now. They're really going after Trump, and he's not perfect, but I think if they get our figurehead, that will embolden them.
Absolutely. I think right now, the good news is we're on the right side of history. We're the good guys. We're an underdog story for sure, which is my favorite kind of thing to be a part of. I love the underdog story. I love fighting the good fight. I love being based in facts and honesty and, you know, love for the country at a bigger level.
You love being centered. You love being informed. You love being connected to God.
Exactly. I really do. And that's what the left lacks. And I think the left, like we were mentioning before, is used to the tactics of getting violent and baiting people and starting, you know, civil unrest.
Dirty tricks.
And the new right's response now, which they weren't expecting, is debating in facts and having conversations and being the peaceful ones and having group events that include minorities and all of this different diversity of all different types of people. And we're playing them in their own game in a way, and they don't know how to react to it. So the more violent they get, the worse they look, the sooner we
win. Plus, it was Republicans that were in abolition and the Republicans that passed the Civil Rights Act. We just let the left hijack all that.
Yeah, we did. And it's unfortunate now because whenever we tell them, you know, the left is responsible for the KKK. The Democrats and the KKK went hand in hand for years and years. The big switch was actually not a big switch. They don't believe it because we're like the right-wing conspiracy people when realistically we're based in facts and they just rather live in this world of ignorance where they can kind of keep floating around with people.
Well, sure, the Democrats joined the communists and joined all these other groups, and then conservatives went, no, we're not going to have race war. We're not saying whites are bad or something. We're going to not be racist. We're going to be fair. That's what old-line, very Goldwater Republicans did. And then now you look at the Democrats. WikiLeaks, it just says we're going to use culture war. That means race war. That's their plan.
Yeah, and it's getting tricky. And it's like you said before, it's dirty tricks. It's all they can do now. So we have to know their game. We know the game they're playing, how they play it. We got to just, in their face, combat them in every way we can nonviolently. And that's what I do with my channel. It's like, you know, they're used to fighting these emotional wars and getting in people's faces and baiting people. They're not used to someone, you know, with a microphone in their face saying, like, oh, what are you doing here? Like, super calm. And that's where they fail because they aren't based in facts. They aren't based in truth and honesty. And that's where they can't back up their, you know, radical ideas.
They truly are lost followers of a system that's abusing them. And so when they run into a real intellectual, they're destroyed.
Absolutely. The left is just, this has been their game forever. They just prey on the minds of the people who aren't involved in politics, don't care. All of my friends, you know, anyone under 30 I know out in LA especially, I ask them about politics and they'll say, oh, you know, that pardon was bad. And I'll say, why was it bad? And they don't even know what the, you know, what the guy did.
Exactly, because they don't even get their news from CNN. They get it from Colbert. Fleckus Talks is the YouTube site. Austin Fletcher, we'll be talking to you more. You're awesome. We'll be right back with Jack Posobiec and more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up and on the loose. Sirens in my head.
All right, Mike Cernovich is running late, but he'll be popping in the fourth hour. So we're going to have Jack Posobiec and Owen Schroyer. And I tell you, Owen Schroyer, it is so good to see him going from awesome to unbelievably awesome. It's like I've seen Paul Watson grow into a powerful Jedi. A new apprentice, younger and more powerful. Darth Schroyer is going to be very, very good when it comes to taking on the globalist. Of course, we got Jack Posobiec just kicking butt out of the gates the last few years, running one of the biggest PACs out there supporting President Trump, citizensfortrump.com. Follow him at Jack Posobiec on Twitter and everywhere else. So he'll be back after he leaves in 30 minutes. I want to get some calls in while he's here with us, but Jack, how big a victory? Because you know me, I don't just hype up victories, neither do you. When we're down, I'll tell folks, and people get mad at me sometimes. But in 3 weeks, to go from Trump saying both sides are bad, that whole stage thing they had up there. There was some real white supremacists, but the whole thing was Democrat run. All three of the white supremacist leaders were, you know, a year ago or working for the Democrats. I mean, this is just ridiculous. To have all of that going on, and then 3 weeks later, the Democrats have to go, okay, Antifa is a criminal group, they're a gang, they're a terror group, we're sorry, because they're beating up multiracial libertarian prayer vigils. I mean, it's like they all showed up to battle Red Skull or to beat the brains out of some Nazi, and then it turned out nobody was a Nazi. It has blown up spectacularly, and then here comes the hurricane, very unfortunate, raining out 10 million people metro, but bringing folks together with the images of people pulling together, you could, like, feel the evil energy subsiding. So let's get into that. But how does the Empire strike back? Because you've got people like Dan Rather rubbing his little fake news hands together, saying, don't worry, Mueller. Mueller will bring everyone down. Don't worry. This rogue government. They have a judge saying she's going to ignore the president, and Arpaio's still going to jail. Well, that's like these courts saying you couldn't block people from unvetted, you know, Islamic countries where they hand out, you know, imams hand out the passports in failed, bombed out states that don't have airports. And of course, the Supreme Court said 9-0. This is total rogue government telling American people we don't matter and that they're going to arrest our president. So that's the big deal. How big's the victory, but how do they strike back?
Yeah, Alex, it's amazing to see how fast the information environment is changing. You understand this. You understand the information warfare that we're in right now. The fact that this is fourth generation political. When we say warfare, we mean rhetorical. We mean information. We mean ideas, not physical like the left means. We're not talking about that. But the information environment is changing on a minute by minute basis. And it's happening so rapidly that the American people are catching up with it now. Now, normally they would say, we've always disavowed Antifa. We've always said they were wrong. Excuse me. No. 2 days ago, you guys were saying, 2 minutes ago, you guys were saying that you supported them. You were comparing them to the invader, the invasion of Normandy and saying that they were like the allies crashing through against the Nazis. And now suddenly, oh yeah, we condemn these guys too. It's like, well, wait a minute. You guys immediately flipped over what you were saying. And Alex, it's because so many people have woken up these days. So many people have been turned on by social media, by InfoWars, by independent media, independent news sources out there, that they realize that they are doing backflips and mental gymnastics to have to keep up with us because we are catching them in their lies. We are catching them every time they come out with these double statements, and we're forcing them with the power of videos, citizen journalism, and so many people out there exposing the violence on both sides for them to say, hey, guys, this side clearly is violent, too. Trump was 100% right, and now you've agreed with him. Paul Ryan, who completely condemned President Trump for calling out Antifa violence, is now also calling out Antifa violence. It's like we're living in the Twilight Zone, but the issue is, this is how that side has always been. They've always been doing stuff like this. It's now that they're feet are to the fire because there are other sources of information out there because of the internet, and that's why they want to shut us down, and that they're forced to respond to all of the facts and all of the truth that we're pointing out. And the stuff that you're talking about, the reason that we have this victory now is they're realizing that they've got to shut down what we're doing, and they need to shut down our platforms. And we're seeing it now. We've been talking about it with YouTube for over a year at this point, Facebook for over a year. Now Google is getting on it, and Google is sort of like the head honcho of the tech world, right? Everyone knows that it all runs downhill from Google.
And we now know they contacted Forbes and said, we're going to delist you and ban you if you don't change an article or remove it, dictating that they said it was racist. So it just shows Google becomes the national censor.
Yeah, this isn't, Forbes is not somebody it's not Jack Posobiec with a blog. Forbes is an organization. They were a magazine for many, many, many years, completely nonpartisan guys. I could quibble with some of their.
Yeah, they finance Fox. They have their own Fox News show. This is a multi-billion dollar operation, and they're being told, hey, you're going to be denied access if you don't do what we say.
And if Google can do that, and see what they're saying is, they say, oh, we're not going to take down your website. We're not going to hack you, but we're just not going to list you in search results.
And we're going to monetarily not let you advertise. And let's stop right there. I don't know how to promote this. It's so big. It happened yesterday. It's only got 62,000 views. It needs 10 million views. Colonel Schaefer, as you know, tied into all the big black op operations. highest level exposed Benghazi. He confirmed yesterday a deep state plan to kill Trump. They've been announcing it. They've been preparing it. This exposes the entire program. This headline, I'm going to retweet it on Paul's tweet, your tweet. I need to get Cernovich to tweet it. He confirms, I mean, the headline's not strong enough. Emergency. Colonel Shaver confirms treasonous plan to assassinate Trump. I mean, how about this? You know, high-level black ops colonel warns America of ongoing plot to kill the president. And he even names who's involved and confirms that they're going to go after all of us once they do. I mean, folks, this guy has all the connections, okay? And this is a major Fox News military analyst. So, I mean, there's your headline. We should retweet it. Top, you know, a high-level Fox News military analyst warns of secret plan to assassinate the president. I mean, this is.
You could even say, I would even maybe something like whistleblower, blows the whistle.
That's right. Army colonel blows the whistle on plan to kill Trump.
Right, because people need to understand that this isn't somebody.
He's sticking his neck out. He gets chewed out when he does this. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he's someone who's been involved in these operations. He's been someone who's seen the black ops, who's seen that the agency will go around the world and pick and choose who gets to rule which world, country, which leader, which regime they want in power. And now, and we've indications that this has happened before in the United States where they've tried to shape U.S. policy, they tried to shape foreign policy, domestic policy, and now they're saying, we don't want Trump around, we want to go after him, we want to take him out.
And, Jack, this isn't hype. They've got Tillerson arrogantly putting down the president. They got Cohen doing it. You've got all these cowards that have gotten the call and told, we're going to take him out, line up, put up with it, you'll be okay. And they're talking about new elections and then permanently shutting down free web. This is the big move against America. But just like Antifa blew up in their face, if we hold fast and speak out, it's going to blow up in their face.
Yeah, they are, because people aren't going to sit by and stand by that. They're going to make it look like it was a car accident, or oh, there was just an accident that something happened, or it was a crazy or something like that. And that is why they're using this violent rhetoric more and more and more. And they're using the same type of rhetoric as, if you saw, the New York Times had a piece earlier this week where it was an op-ed. And they could say, oh, it was not news. It was an op-ed. So they can get away with it, they think, by saying that President Trump is trying to raise militia groups to go after blue states and blue cities. So they're trying to position it that Trump is the enemy and that people need to go after Trump, so that the information environment, as we just talked about, is already there, so that people, hopefully, they want people to go to sleep and say, when something happens to Trump, they want people to say, oh,
that's right.
Goodness.
They're preconditioning us for his assassination or his incapacitation. And they're admitting that's the plan on TV to embolden other coup plotters who have cold feet.
Right. They want to get it out there to say, you're going to get away with it. Look at what they're letting James Comey get away with. Look what they've let Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton get away with. And they're using those as test cases. They're using those as putting that stuff out there. You think they know what they're leaking and what they're not leaking? Believe me, Alex, they know exactly what they're leaking. They know exactly what they're doing. They're doing all of this to show other people that you can break the law and get caught and you can get away with it. We control the DOJ. We control the prosecutors. We control the FBI. We can make it so that you'll be safe.
This is a true rogue government preparing to decapitate the entire republic and complete our overthrow, because they know culturally they're losing and the sleeping giant is coming back from the dead. That's why we're in a maximum danger, because we're having maximum victory. Betsy Ross, you're on the air dealing with Antifa with Jack Posobiec, who'll be hosting the fourth hour.
Oh, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So if this is an info war, we need a flag and a uniform. And I want to send you a flag and a uniform. And I already sent.
Oh, now I know why you're called Betsy Ross.
That's right. You got it. So I want to send it to Tim Frug. Or I don't know if I'm pronouncing
it. Yeah, Frugier. It's a French name. Frugier. Yeah, if you'll send it to Tim Frugier or whoever, I'd love to see it.
Okay, and then should I send it registered mail?
We get the packages. You say attention Tim Frugier or attention Rob Dew.
Okay, Rob Dew. Okay, and then also I want to send a package to Paul Joseph Watson and his brother as well.
Yeah, you know, Paul is an undisclosed location in London, and their mail is so bad there, they tear into almost everything we send over there. But you can send stuff care to Paul here. He comes here a few times a year, Betsy.
Okay, great. And then, so this war has already been won. We are more than conquerors. They are Luciferian, as you pointed out before. So as long as we bow to Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we are...
No, you're right. And even if you were a sociologist, you would say, the Antifa, the Democrats, are devil worshiper pedophiles.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is the Blitzkrieg of globalist Antifa fascists. that America and the world is sick of globalism. We're taking your phone calls right now. Jack Posobiec will be back in the fourth hour with Mike Cernovich popping in, hosted in studio by our very own Owen Schroyer, who next Wednesday kicks off War Room. Big roundtable discussion, phone calls, breaking news, 3 p.m. Central to 6 p.m. Central. Going back to Jack Posobiec, we're going to take some calls here from Rock in Texas and others in just a moment. But I can sense it, I can see it, and I can see them responding. Desperation now with this hurricane bringing people together. How are they going to strike back?
They're going to have to formulate some other kind of Charlottesville-like event, Alex. And as much as I hate to say it, as much as nobody wants to see that kind of violence, that kind of bigotry, they riled up some deep negative emotions that have been in the American psyche for a long time. And they had America at a fever pitch. Everyone could feel it. It was the wave almost pressed it over in terms of the anger, in terms of the hatred that they wanted to build up. But then this hurricane that happened, it's as terrible as it was, you can see the hand of God there, because now people are coming together, and the pictures that are coming out, it's people don't care what race somebody is. They don't care what background they are. They care that they're Americans, that they need help, and they're going to help them. You're seeing law enforcement going to help. You're seeing military going to help. And this is what we do as Americans. This is what we do as a country. This is Louisiana with the floods last year. And everybody was asking, why isn't Hillary Clinton going? Trump went down himself with Pence, and they were handing out stuff. So the inherent goodness of America and the inherent goodness, quite frankly, of humanity is being shown through. And so that's cutting through and blinding.
It's like the Star Trek episode where the alien feeds off the hate, but when you love, it dissipates its power. And like, again, like the sunshine to vampires, they are so upset by this. This is hurting them so bad.
Yeah, because they know they're not going to be able to get the people to come out screaming Nazi and KKK and Russian at the Trump rallies. They're not going to be able to get them to come out and start screaming when they don't have that anger. That's all. That's the only play they have. It's the only play in their book. They go to it every single time they find themselves on the back end. They never come and say, let's have a discussion. Then why isn't Barack Obama giving a joint statement with President Trump right now, denying violence and asking for people to come together? We used to do that, right? So why won't people...
No, he's moved in down the street openly trying to have the overthrow of the president, as Colonel Schaefer talks about in that video we just posted to Infowars.com. Let's go to a phone call. Posobiec's amazing. So on target. Rock in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I just think it would be great to get that $150 billion back that Obama gave Iran, but I doubt that's possible. But the reason I'm calling is I had a great idea last night that, actually it was a childhood idea that I had that, Houston, the Hurricane Harvey, brought back to me, and that's to have all the cars running on water. I had to draw pictures when I was a kid of cars that would run on water instead of gasoline. So I posted it on Facebook last night and they just erased it post when I went to go check on it this morning to see how it was doing, because I thought it was a great idea. I could turn $1 million into $1 billion if we built a hydrogen
plant. You know, it's
plant.
Funny. That's the thing, is that, and I appreciate your call, Rock. Facebook, Twitter, you name it, they do have those more and more scientists where you do use hydrogen and water and things, these hydrogen cells. More and more, just free thinking, interesting things are being deleted. Videos that they don't control are being deleted. Videos of cats are being deleted. They want PewDiePie deleted because he has 17, 18 billion views that are his. They don't control it. The Hollywood elite types, they don't want anybody that they don't control.
And I saw, Alex, I know you saw the news as well last night that came out that some people were going and trying. So Zuckerberg was going out and posting all this stuff about the amnesty, and he wants the Dreamers to come in. And they were sending it to every single person on Facebook, both Zuckerberg and his wife, Mrs. Zuckerberg. And people were going and trying to block Mark Zuckerberg and saying, I don't want this spam. I don't want this. I want to block you. You can't actually block him. You can't block.
And he's going to run for president. They say you can't run for president having your own TV show because it's undue influence. But he's going to have the biggest media empire in the world and force feed himself into our world.
Yeah, it reminds me of MySpace when the guy Tom, and you had to be friends with him. You had to be friends with him. And everybody thought that was kind of weird, you know. And everybody, I think, as technology grew, And as we became more and more invested in these companies and more of our lives were played out on the online sphere versus just physical reality, real space, we realized that we were giving up and giving up and giving into these companies. And we worried that could there be undue influence and conflict of
interest. And now they're doing it. Now they're using it to bring in Soviet style or Chinese style censorship. It's here. It's not coming. It's here. How do we fight back? That's in the fourth hour, only 30 minutes away. With Jack Posobiec, Mike Cernovich, Owen Schroyer. I'll obviously ride shotgun as well. A big roundtable discussion. But first, your phone calls and more news straight ahead.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. And it's not just my transmission now, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now we have David Knight and the real news. Yeah, the real voice of America is what we're talking about. That's what InfoWars is. That's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, right before I go live, and then when I go off each day, starting next Wednesday, because you got the holiday, we need one more day to get ready. Next Wednesday, we're going to launch War Room with Owen Schroyer in here in studio as the maestro with a great symphony of amazing callers, research, clips, and guests. Some of the other co-hosts are going to be Roger Stone, you name it. Jack Sub is going to be part of it, Mike Cernovich, and many, many others. But this is going to be powerful. And then I intend to also add other transmissions to we're going to end up going till midnight every night and kicking off at like 5 a.m. Now, before I go any further with our next guest, who's a victim of Antifa attacks, we're running specifically in the last month and a half the biggest total sales that we've ever done. The most items for sale. But now those are over. We're doing targeted sales of the great herbal product, Supermel Vitality, at 57% off. You can also get it 57% off as a combo with X2 Survival Shield. Again, we've never done it above 50%, but you can get X2 with it 57% because I want you to try the good halogen. I want you to experience, especially if you have an iodine deficiency, what it does. I mean, just mild IQ reductions from just a little bit of iodine deficiency, but big ones. You're talking retardation, you name it. So just research for yourself what True Clean Iodine can do, Bio, True Selenium can do from mustard seed, and so much more. All those available at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And if you'll just commit and get great products, like our Emrex Essentials line that we're also doing 50% off on, 25% off retail, then 25% more on your first order when you sign up for AutoShip, cancel any time. And we also have Caveman in strawberry and in chocolate, 50% off. But the Super Male, the Selenium, and the X2 discounts are going to have to end on Monday because I'm getting very close to selling out of those. And quite frankly, I want to sell out of Caveman before we get more in October. And I want you to experience how good it is. Now, again, that's two containers of Caveman, ladies and gentlemen, that you can get together, strawberry and chocolate, for $59. But that comes out, again, to $29 individually when you get them. Other major bone broth formulas that aren't even as strong but don't have chaga mushroom or bee pollen or turmeric, it supercharges all of it as antioxidants and more, are $50 to $60 for bone broth formulas from chicken bone like ours is. That's the best. Grandma knew about chicken noodle soup, cooking the breast bone and stuff of the chicken in there, leaving it in, how good that was when you were sick. Well, this is beyond that. This is, I can't even do the equation on the equivalent of a bowl of chicken noodle soup of what one scoop of this is, and then all the other superfoods that are in it. You can get the ultimate paleo pack, both of them together at 50% off, or buy them individually at 50% off. Because I was looking at it earlier, I was like, that's not 50% off. It's less than that for a single one when we have it on sale. How? And I think, oh, it's two of them. No wonder it says, I was calling Tim up during the break going, it's not $59 regularly on sale. I guess at retail it would be. We always discount it some. He's like, no, that's two containers of it. So, again, that's how you fund the operation, but it's a great product. Try it out today. And, again, I want to thank you all for your support, whether it's spreading the articles or supporting our local affiliates. Without you, we couldn't be doing any of this. And I'll also go to Josh and Brett and others before this hour ends. Now, Arthur Schopper, out of all the brutal footage we've seen from the vicious Antifa, fascist, Nazi-like assaults, and I say that because the Nazis, the brown shirts and brown and in black, went out in street gangs and beat people up, running people down, beating them up, hitting them in the head with clubs, attacking the police in a city the left already controls for a patriot prayer meeting. A patriot prayer meeting, and I guess because he had a shaved head, like a lot of folks. I'm thinking about shaving mine if more of my hair falls out. The cops got the same haircut. They come up and they beat them. They attack them. I guess Floyd Mayweather had a shaved head. I guess he's a Nazi too. And so just spitting on him. But a lot more happened than just what we see on the tape. Them chasing him down, them hitting him, them tripping him, them knocking him to his feet, and then screaming obscenities and hissing with weird reporters riding him down, looking at him like he's a demon and taking photos, just getting off on this violent orgy of coming of age of the wimpy left. Because they believe they're Brad Pitt, with Quentin Tarantino, actually with a baseball bat about to beat the brains out of a Nazi general either 70 years ago. So he joins us, Arthur Schopper. Arthur Schopper on YouTube, has a great channel on Twitter at Arthur C S C H A P E R. So Arthur Schopper. Arthur, thank you so much for coming on with us. Just amazing. Break down what it was like, what you witnessed, what we didn't see on all these videos of them just chasing men, women, children down and beating the daylights out of it. First, Pelosi celebrating, CBS celebrating, hey, you're Nazis, you deserve it. But something happened. They suddenly, since then, admit Trump's right and that Antifa is a very nasty group.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Alex, thank you again for having me on the show like this. It's great. I was able to be on David Knight's program, and then to be here is excellent. It is so important that we get the full story out. I think the hat speaks for itself. I survived Berkeley, folks. I survived. I had gotten this as a gift following from late April. That was a huge success, even though Ann Coulter had bailed on us and didn't show up. I refused to not go. I drove 6 hours to be up in the East Bay to see the Patriot Prayer events at Chrissy Field in San Francisco and then to be at Berkeley. And I refused to go away. I'm fed up with these left-wing groups. And it's good. It's a good point you bring up the Nazis. They were left-wing groups. Antifa, left-wing. KKK, left-wing. Seeking to minimize any dissent, to shut down freedom of speech and the individual spirit. And I refuse to be pushed around or bullied by them. The day started out early, August 27th. I was there with Latinos for Trump, leader Mark Gutierrez, Joe Vival from Brooklyn, New York, and with Marco's son, Michael. And we have another guy named Fred Garvey. He's from North Carolina initially, but he now lives in Alameda County. So you've got a hardcore conservative in Deep Blue Alameda, a lot of hardcore conservatives. We were there. We were going to fight for free speech. We were going to make our stand for Trump in the bluest of blue cities and the bluest of states. And nothing was going to deter us. So we were walking up to the Martin Luther King Jr. Park. We actually met some Berkeley residents along the way. They even took our pictures. They were glad to see us there. They said, be safe and be civil. We always intend to be. We've never been disruptive or violent in these events. I got to the park. I saw a whole bunch of police officers clad in riot gear. There was the city police and even the Alameda County. They had their sheriff's deputies there on site. So it was like a well-fortressed area. They had bulwarks set up. They even searched us to make sure that we didn't have any weapons. You know, this was a no-weapon zone, no guns. This was a gun control zone, a mace control zone. You know, of course, that never stops the bad guys. You know, how about that? Surprise. One of our friends was Fred Garvey. He refused to go in because he insisted on being able to protect himself. So Marco and I...
That's another thing. You kind of walk into a trap, and I want to walk through everything that happened, but let's kind of skip to the end and then back to the front again with one of the main victims of this. We only see a few shots, you being maced from behind, hit, you know, screamed at, chased. Then we see media all around videotaping, I guess halfway blocking the crowd while you take a rest from the frothing crowds. How long did the attacks on you go, and what do we not see on the tape?
Okay, so let's start with, it was 1:15, all the police have fled Martin Luther King Jr. Park, which was like crazy in itself. I'm like, why are you guys leaving? You know, we've got thugs that are still here. I got text messages and people were leaving me voicemails saying, Arthur, you've got to get out of the park. Antifa is coming. And so I tried to get my team together and we started to go north toward Center Street. And then I see the police and riot gear, they're walking away. And I go, the best thing I can do is to stay near the police, but they're walking away and I got to follow them. I turn around and I see two thugs in black shirts, black from top to bottom. They're walking towards me and then they start picking up the pace. So I start walking more quickly. And so, you know, it was a pretty scary time, let me tell you. Within a minute, I felt the hat being taken off my head. I was walking north on Martin Luther King Jr. Street. Then they ripped the cape off of my back, and my glasses flew off with it. And then I felt the pepper spray hitting me in the back of the head, and then I got glitter bombed. So I felt a warmth along my skin, along my arms, the back of my head. It didn't get worse until later. And I see all of these, there were more press agents surrounding me than there were police. And then I see more thugs that were running after me. So then I tried, there you see me there trying to cross the street. And then I thought of that one lady, the beautiful lady at the San Jose round. She was cornered. That was last year. And she got egg thrown at her and everything else. The best thing I could think of was to go to a building and sit there and make the press form a wall around me. that's the place that I walked to there on the corner of University and Martin Luther King Street, and I sat down and rested. I refused to run away, and my running away, I wasn't going to get to my car. I wasn't going to have these thugs finding out where I had parked. I sat down, I prayed, I meditated. My two favorite verses, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me, in judgment I condemn. And 1 John 4:17, as Christ is, so are we in this world. There was a real... I was safe. I was actually, in a way, safe there. You got all these press surrounding me, shoving their cameras in my face, trying to record me. There were three Antifa thugs there. They were shouting at me. One guy was calling me all manner of evil, Nazi, go home. But I stood there, and I condemned white supremacy. And I added, I condemn the white supremacy of the Democratic Party, and I demand that they renounce their history of racism. I continue to stump for my president. I support Trump because he's bringing jobs back. Wages are up. Jobs are up. Illegal. I continue to do what I had done in the park. I was not going to stop speaking freely. Within about 2 minutes, finally, a police officer from the Berkeley Police Department showed up, cleared the crowd, and I said, I need help. I'm not being protected. I don't know why. He brought me up. He said, do you need medical attention? And I said, no, at the time. And then he said, I will escort you to the sidewalk. Really? I needed to be escorted to my car. That's what I had gotten at Chrissy Field yesterday from the federal police.
Exactly. If you'd have been a leftist attack, they'd have had you on every TV show like you were God. And you notice these are Democrat-controlled cities like Charlottesville, like San Francisco, where this is allowed. And then you have Berkeley, where they're talking about canceling all conservative events because the left's too violent, giving in to them. So there are some defeats. But overall, do you agree with me that this is a big victory, that Berkeley was the tipping point because of you and so many others being beaten up but taking it very Christ-like, Gandhi-like, Martin Luther King-like, not because you're wimps, but because you're so strong. Believe me, I don't think I could take it. I took guys throwing coffee on me, but that was about it. I was ready after that to knock him upside the head if he hit me with the coffee mug, but...
Yeah, I got to really speak to that. I got contacts from black Trump supporters, and they said, Arthur, this was the Rosa Parks moment. And I say that right now, there are 4.5 million Trump supporters in the state of California. We will not sit in the back of the bus. We will not be treated like second-class citizens. And if we have to march onto every public venue in the state of California, and then I'll have to shut down every damn park in the state of California, just as black civil rights leaders refuse to be bullied and refuse to be treated like second-class citizens. We're just not going to have it. We're not going to have a set of laws for Antifa and the left and a set of laws for the rest of us. We're just not going to have it. I want to wrap this up really quick. I didn't get to share this with David Knight. So the police officer offers to walk me to a sidewalk, but just God's perfect timing when I show up. When I got there, three of my friends with the Red Elephants, Vincent James is the head of it, they drove right there. They saw me, and they said, Arthur, get in the car. And it was just perfect timing. There was even a journalist there who helped me to my car and said, because you stand with the Constitution, I stand with you. It didn't stop there, though, Alex. After I got in the car and we drove out of the square, there I am right there telling the audience how I got pepper sprayed on the side. And I haven't even related how bad that was yet, mind you. So we're driving the car, and we have to get out of that square. But we found that there were other drivers. They recognized us, and they began to follow us. There was a car in front of us that backed up, tried to break into us. We had to, Vincent James had to drive around the city, had to make sharp...
So the left is in a road warrior craze right now. How bad is this going to get? Or will it help now that CNN, MSNBC are starting, they've been endorsing Antifa, at least they're not endorsing them now. I mean, shouldn't we call on CNN, MSNBC that have endorsed Antifa violence? Aren't they really liable for this? I mean, if I called for my listeners to go out and attack people and said, your enemies are Nazis, if they're a Democrat, go, knock them in the head with a hammer, I could go to prison for that, for racketeering. So, I mean, I really think they're liable.
Yes, absolutely. I'm urging Attorney General Jeff Sessions to initiate a RICO, racketeer influence, corrupt organizations investigation into Antifa. They'll find big money behind it, and we need to start knocking down heads and shutting off their money and putting them in jail. And I got to wrap this up. What happened with the chase scene? You talk about road rage. You got that right. We even went to a police station where there were a whole bunch of California Highway Patrol cruisers. We were trying to get safety. You'd think that you'd be able to find safety there. All these cars are sitting there going nowhere. And then a police officer comes out to us and starts harassing us. And when we're saying we're looking for safety, and then he says, don't give me that crap. You're lying to me. Get out of here. He was about ready to cite us for being there. This is the Berkeley Police Department. This is what the Highway Patrol is doing in that area. It was unreal.
Well, that's what they do. They protect, you know, women being beaten up by 50 thugs with bike locks and almost killed. It is, I mean, leftist police are incredibly shameful creatures, because even if you don't agree with somebody's politics, you have a duty to protect them. These are dishonorable people.
I would agree, and we had to have the chief of that is the chief of police, Greenwood, who ordered the police to leave the park. He told them to stand down because he didn't want conflict there.
And in Charlottesville, they ordered the police to march the ne'er-do-wells, mainly, through the group of other idiots, triggering the whole deal. But here's your prayer meeting attacked. But that's what blew up in their face, was it was multicultural, everything, and it totally blew up in their face. And you know, you're a modern guy in the Christ-like mold of what you've done, and we want to commend you, Mr. Shopper, Arthur Shopper. People can follow you at Arthur Christopher Shopper, S-C-H-A-P-E-R, on YouTube, at Arthur Shopper, Arthur C. Sharper, on Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us, and you got 30 seconds to finish up.
Absolutely. I want to say I finally got home. The pepper spray, the burning was so intense, I had to stand under a shower for an hour. I could not rest. I couldn't defer the pain. It was so bad. I am so glad to finally get this out. The media was forced to acknowledge that Antifa is evil. I am proud that I was forced to make Nancy Pelosi condemn Antifa unequivocally, her words. And even Paul Ryan had to finally get on board. It's not.
That's right. That's right. You drew the evil out. Yeah, even the Republican establishment wouldn't condemn him. What a group of filthy, degenerate cowards. Most of these mainline Republicans are Republicans in name only, but we're forcing them out in the open. All right, Josh and Brett, you're coming up. Thank you, Arthur. You're amazing. Look forward to speaking to him again. Stay with us.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to cover something that is absolutely critical to defeating the globalists and their main political theory outside of collectivist enslavement. This is actually a top-down system, the opposite of what they claim. If you want to have a revolution against these tyrants and restore the republic, you've got to understand their greatest tactic is they're so bold, they're so extreme, they're so over the top, that you don't even want to respond to them and say what they are because it sounds crazy. It's like saying the UK's been, you know, basically discovered to be run by a bunch of pedophile rings. I said that 15 years ago, others said it before me, and then now it's mainstream news. Or that the highest levels of the Vatican are pedophile rings. Now it's mainstream news with the deputy pope basically indicted for running giant child kidnapping operations. Colonel Schaefer's an amazing guy, broke so much of the Benghazi news, government working with Al-Qaeda news, you name it. Then we're going to your calls in a moment. He comes on yesterday. He goes, yeah, Phil Mudd of the CIA went on and said we're getting ready to kill the president. They're pushing COG. They're pushing his overthrow. They're pushing race riots. They're clearly gearing up to carry out a coup. So I tweeted the name of the video earlier from yesterday. We'll put my Twitter up on screen. Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Even if you haven't been on Twitter, it's an enemy platform, but we need you to go there and follow me at Real Alex Jones. You can help get these out. We're going to go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Or I can type it up, I guess. Punch this computer up. This computer's down. I can do it myself. And if you go there, you can see my Twitter. And you can see, then if you go to Colonel Schaefer, I was just during the break out there, they had it up. You can see my tweet. Alex is a bit dramatic, but I stand by my assessment. Global enemies would be emboldened by a coup attempt on POTUS. Now, I get why Schaefer is not throwing me under the bus there. He knows psychological operations, and he knows it sounds crazy to say there's a coup against the president. But they said it. They've been doing it. They've been writing it. They've been preparing it. So if I say Antifa are a bunch of devil worshipers running around screaming, hell, Satan, I mean, that's what they do. I have video. So Alex is a bit dramatic. Well, I guess it is a bit dramatic. It's over-the-top dramatic. So retweet that from Real Alex Jones. Retweet that from Tony Schaefer at @T_spooky. Alex is a bit dramatic. Emergency. Colonel Schaefer confirms treasonous plan to assassinate Trump. He joins us to discuss the deep state's movements against the president and their plot to execute an assassination. They've been saying, quote, former CIA deputy director, we're preparing to kill him. The deep state's going to kill him. And then you've got COG saying, caught new government, we're going to remove him, we're going to have new elections, Democrat-run Homeland Security, we'll overthrow everybody else that was elected, and the Democratic Party will become a permanent one-party state. They're the ones saying everyone that supports Trump's a Nazi. They're the ones calling for war. They're the ones saying go out and randomly kill cops. When cops get killed, they deserve to die because there's some bad cops. They're the ones saying it's racist to have a border. They're the globalists. They're the radicals. They're the ones that are over-the-top dramatic. And yes, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. So I appreciate Colonel Schaefer, and I understand what he's saying, because it is a bit dramatic, but he says, I stand by it. So he's really good at judo there. He understands that, he agrees with me, but he's like, oh, it's a bit dramatic, but I stand by it. Oh, look, this is really dramatic. This is really shocking. You need to look at it. So we're going to go to break, come back with your calls, and other guests are coming in, but I'm telling you, get that video. It's only got like 80,000 views or something. It was 60,000 an hour ago. It needs 10 million. It needs to be on Facebook and Twitter, and your email list and talk show hosts need to be playing it. Forget what you think of Alex Jones. Just get the information out. InfoWars, folks. The video's up on InfoWars.com or retweet it from Real Alex Jones right now. And please understand, big specials, 57% off on a bunch of products, ends on Monday. We need you to commit to support us. We're committed to you.